This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, intended to implement one-third women's reservation in the Lok Sabha and the Legislative Assembly, today failed to get the nod in the lower house. The bill fell short of two-thirds majority of 352 out of the total 528 members present in the Lok Sabha. During voting on the bill, 298 MPs voted in favour of it and 230 against the bill. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla announced the results of the voting, saying that it is not possible to move forward with this legislation as it failed to get the required majority for its passage. Earlier, replying to the discussion on three bills, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the government will do everything to ensure reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies of states and union territories.
Our constitution provides for delimitation from time to time. Number of seats for the SC and ST increases with the delimitation exercise. And those who are opposing the delimitation exercise, they are actually opposing the increase in the number of seats for SC and STs.
Earlier, participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said that Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is not a women's reservation bill and it has nothing to do with the empowerment of women.
The first truth is that this is not a women's bill. This is nothing to do with the empowerment of women. There is a women's bill. It was passed in 2023 in this house itself. This is an attempt to change the electoral map of India, using and hiding behind India's women.
Nominated member Harivansh has been elected as deputy chairman of the Rajya Sabha for the third consecutive term. He was elected unopposed for the post. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, moved the motion to choose Harivansh as the deputy chairman of the upper house. The office of the deputy chairman, Rajya Sabha, fell vacant after the term of Harivansh ended on the 9th of this month. President Draupadi Murmu had nominated him to the House following a vacancy created by the retirement of former Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in West Bengal and single-phased in Tamil Nadu has intensified. In West Bengal, Leader of Opposition in the State Assembly, BJP's Shubhendu Adhikari, addressed public meetings in Purulia district. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis addressed a press conference in Kolkata and took part in rallies in support of party candidates. Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma addressed a public rally in Himtabad in North Dinajpur district. Trinamool Congress President and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held public meetings across North Bengal, South Bengal and Kolkata. TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee also addressed meetings. In Tamil Nadu, campaigning is in full swing with political parties intensifying their outreach ahead of the assembly elections. BJP leader K. Annamalai and MLA Varnathi Srinivasan today released a report on a model of constituency governance for Coimbatore South. Meanwhile, AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswami, campaigning in Salem, accused the DMK government of spreading false information on delimitation. DMK leader and Deputy Chief Minister Udayanidhi Stalin held public meetings in Coimbatore, highlighting the party's manifesto assurances. The first phase of the Naval Commanders Conference 2026 concluded in New Delhi today. The Defence Ministry said that the four-day conference served as a key platform for a comprehensive review of the Indian Navy's operational and material preparedness, infrastructure, logistics and human resource initiatives. Iran has declared the Strait of Hormuz completely open to commercial traffic, coinciding with a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi announced the move on social media, saying the passage for all commercial vessels through the Strait of Hormuz is declared completely open for the remaining period of the ceasefire. And in women's cricket, India have set a target of 158 runs for host South Africa in the first T20 International of the Five-Match Series in Durban tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.